Dreams are great things, aren't they? I mean, what are your dreams like? I had a dream a few years ago where there was this gigantic scaffold and the entire Bush administration was being hanged all at the same time. Ooh. Well, I had a better dream the other night. I was given 5 wishes. And one of my wishes, you can guess the other ones if you know me, but one of my wishes was that Bush and Cheney would be impeached for their crimes against this nation. Their constitutional crimes and their criminal acts. Oh, it's not likely to happen, but hey, wouldn't it be nice? This is the Weekly News in Review, published June 26th, 2007, which on that day was a Kill Radio Day of Silence in solidarity with our brethren internet stations. So this was done a little bit later. It was written by Gemma Seif on the Harpers.org website. It concerns the news leading up to June 26th. Saddam Hussein's cousin, al-Hassan al-Majid, also known as Chemical Ali, was sentenced to death for his role in Iraq's Kurdish genocide. Hamas militants released an audio recording of captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, in which he states, "I am sorry that the Israeli government has not shown more interest. It should meet the demands of my kidnappers so I can be released." 7 children were killed during a coalition-led airstrike in Afghanistan. 7 children. And the Gaza kidnappers of British journalist Alan Johnston released a video of Johnston wearing an explosives vest, which he says will be detonated if force is used to try to free him. In North Korea, 110 people foraging for gasoline were killed in an explosion at a fuel pipeline. And the North Korean government announced that it would begin dismantling its nuclear program after the U.S. Treasury unfroze certain bank accounts in Macau. A Marine Corps memo circulated after the 2005 Haditha massacre was made public. Fighting terrorists associated with al-Qaeda is stronger language than serving, read the memo. The American people will side more with someone actively fighting a terrorist organization that is tied to 9/11 than with someone who is idly serving, like in a way one serves a casserole. Where do you go with that? For one thing, there's the mention of that mythical organization, Al-Qaeda. And have you noticed that in the last few weeks, instead of referring to the people fighting in Iraq as Sunnis or insurgents, now they're always listed as Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda is a mythical organization. It means our base, and it did not exist when September 11th happened. Because of the publicity given it by the United States' so-called war on terror, Al-Qaeda has become strong and has become an international organization. It's a phantom organization that doesn't really exist. Oh, there are definitely Islamic terrorists who want to destroy America. But there was never any organized criminal organization like Spectre, you know, in the James Bond movies. There was no, or Thrush on Man from U.N.C.L.E. There was no worldwide criminal organization called Al-Qaeda until the U.S. started referring to that. Damn it. It was reported that despite the U.S. surge, the black market prices in Iraq for weapons and ammunition have remained stable, indicating the failure of supposedly strengthened checkpoints. The military was concerned about a marked drop in the number of African-American recruits since the start of the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. "We just want to make sure," said Marine Commandant General James Conway, "that we continue to look like America." Well, I would kind of think that that our young African-American guys are realizing that this isn't their fight. Scientists called Europe's winter of 2006-2007 the warmest in 700 years. Flooding in Karachi, Pakistan left 200 people dead and 1,000 homes destroyed. And a 5-acre glacial lake in the Andes vanished. Tuna shortages were forcing Japanese chefs to consider deer and horse meat as substitutes for sushi. Japan rechristened the island of Iwo Jima, made famous by World War II, with its pre-war name of Iwo To. Authorities in New Zealand prevented a couple from naming their baby For Real, that's the numeral four, Real, because the name included a numeral. The South African Education Department announced that male students may be granted paternity leave. And Lydia Playfoot, a 16-year-old English schoolgirl, went to high court to protest her school's ban of wearing purity rings used to symbolize chastity, which she characterized as discrimination against Christians. God, I wish there was discrimination against Christians. Researchers announced that firstborn children develop higher IQs than their younger siblings. Take that, Kevin and Jeff and Becky. Those are my younger brothers and sister. And a 2-year-old English girl with an IQ of 152 joined Mensa. Mensa's bullshit. 1.5 million Thomas the Tank engine toys produced in China were recalled after they were found to contain lead paint. The actress Cameron Diaz apologized for carrying a bag printed with a Maoist political slogan when she visited Peru, where up to 69,000 people died in a decade-long war between the government and Maoist rebels. Cameron didn't know what she was doing. A study found that paying taxes activates pleasure centers in the brain. Not in my brain. Zimbabwe's rate of inflation reached 100,000 or 11,000% and was predicted to approach 1.5 million% by the end of 2007. That's in Zimbabwe. The Australian government announced a plan on alcohol. I'm sorry, not a plan, but a ban on alcohol and pornography for Aborigines. And the Swedish government recognized that one man's preference for heavy metal music constitutes a disability, making the man eligible for state benefits. I have to have my heavy metal music. Even I think that's a little crazy. A District of Columbia judge ruled in favor of a Washington dry cleaner in a $54 million case brought over a missing pair of pants. The plaintiff, an administrative law judge, was ordered to pay the dry cleaner's court fees. A study found that Facebook users are wealthier and better educated than their MySpace counterparts. A Minnesota man was fined $3,000 for putting dog feces in a parking ticket envelope. And in Idaho, a black Labrador drove his owner's Chevy Impala into a river. An 8-year-old two-headed hermaphrodite albino rat snake named Wee died of natural causes at the City Museum in St. Louis. And Six Flags closed 8 thrill rides across the country after a teenage girl in Kentucky had her feet severed on the Superman Tower of Power. I don't get on those thrill rides. Do you? I mean, do you really think it's that important to get on a roller coaster? There's a Six Flags ad here that shows a man and a woman at the front of a roller coaster. And the woman is really attractive. She's a brunette, and she's really cute. And then it shows them getting up to the 350-foot height and then going down. And over the guy's face, it flashes, "You are here." Of course, I had to see the ad about 20 times before I even noticed that, because I'm always looking at the woman. But I'm wondering, why does the guy get the "you are here"? Why not the woman? I mean, don't women want to go there and ride ridiculous roller coasters too? I guess it doesn't matter. Anyway, if you are interested in any of these stories as part of the weekly news and review, you can go to the harpers.org website and you'll find links so you can get further information. Meanwhile, that's it. That's your roughly 10-minute summary of the news for the week. Now you can just go away and stop bothering me.